In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just a few short words today on this feast of St. Isidore the Farmer, who is the patron, of course, of the church here. As you know, St. Isidore was a farmer. He lived in the 11th and 12th centuries in Spain, just outside of Madrid. And St. Isidore had a great devotion to the Mass, devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. He would begin his day, every day, by first attending Mass. And he wanted to do so much that he sometimes seemed to be missing from his workplace at the time when work started. He was a very contemplative man. He, of course, wanted to do his duty of state, but he also wanted to serve God. It was such that, as you probably know, he was about to be criticized or scolded for not being at work on time. But then his employer, who was John de Verga, was a man who he worked for his whole life, he looked out in the field and saw that St. Isidore was having things taken care of by angels. The angels were plowing the field for him as he went to Mass. On another occasion, it was such that there were a couple of angels that were assisting St. Isidore while he plowed the field, so that he was doing the work of actually three men. There are many other occasions where his great love for God manifested itself in his care for others. On one occasion, we know that he was in church for a long time. It was a special feast day. He spent so much time that his portion of the food was left and everybody else decided to go ahead and eat their meal to celebrate the feast. When he came out of the church, he had a long line of beggars following him. And so when he went to where they were having the celebration, they told him that there would not be near enough food for everybody who was there. St. Isidore said there will be sufficient food for everyone, and so it was. His portion served not only himself, but also all of the beggars that came with him. Another situation which presented itself was such that it was in the winter time. He was hauling some grain. He had a big bag of grain over his shoulders. And he saw some birds that were perched on a tree, and they were not able to get any food because of it being the winter time. They were going to, of course, suffer because of it, suffer starvation. And so he took the bag of grain, the seed grain, and poured half of it out for the birds. Others thought that was rather foolish for him to do so when he needed that grain for the crops. When he got to his destination where he was hauling the grain, the bag was still full. And that grain produced the best crop, the best produce, the best product of the field, produced the best of any flour or any grain that there was. It made the best flour. So we see St. Isidore as one who had a great charity, great love for God, and great love for others for the sake of God. What is special about St. Isidore is that it's linked to his duty of state. He's known as St. Isidore the Farmer. He wanted to serve God, and he did so according to his duty of state. This union of God he never severed. He continued to keep this union with God while he did perform his duties of state. So much so that he was so united to God in his duties of state that the angels and saints of heaven helped him. The question is then, what lesson does that have for us? In what way does that have application in our situation? Most of us are not farmers. But nevertheless, there is something that we can learn, a lesson that we can learn from all of this. The lesson that we can learn is that we need to unite our love of God, our devotion to God, our devotion to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, with our duties of state. That is what St. Isidore did, and that's what made him so special. We, regardless of what our duty of state is, we need to unite it to what we know of God, our union with God, our union with at Mass. You are very fortunate to be able to attend Mass every day. You have a daily Mass during the week that you can attend, and it's meant that you unite that to your duty of state. Most of you are students. Some of you are teachers. It's meant that you unite that holy thing, the most holy thing, the sight of heaven, unite it and make it so that it becomes a part of your day, a part of you, what your duties are. I can't guarantee that the angels will do the studying for you, but I'm sure that they will certainly help you. They will certainly assist you in what you do. There cannot be a separation between your duties of state and what you want to do with God, your union with God. Your union of God should be closely linked to your duties of state. In so doing, you sanctify your soul. You are such that you become pleasing in the sight of God, and you also become a very good influence on others. Another thing that maybe some of you don't know, that Saint Isidore was married, and his wife, Maria, also is a canonized saint as well. She also was a very holy woman. This holiness spreads itself to others. It gives itself to others and is meant to give itself to others. And we are to practice this holiness as we go out through our day and perform our daily tasks. It influences the way we act, the way we speak, the way we help one another. And so if there's one lesson that we can learn from St. Isidore, is the fact that by this union he had with God, he meant to serve God by fulfilling his duties of state. And so we ask him to help us in this regard so that we can go about our day's tasks and do them united to God, working to serve him, and have the help of the other saints in heaven and also of the angels in heaven to help us to perform those tasks well, in order they might be pleasing to God, that we might sanctify our souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.